Welcome back. In this lesson, we're getting into one of those advanced D&B moves that sounds simple on paper, but really changes the whole feel of a tune, making a vocal texture bounce against a sub-heavy foundation without wrecking your headroom. We're talking old-school jungle energy, rollers tension, dark bass pressure, the kind of vibe where a chopped vocal phrase, a whisper, or a spoken one-liner feels alive and rhythmic, but the sub stays locked, clean, and heavy. That balance is the whole game. And the reason this matters so much in drum and bass is because vocal textures can get messy fast. They can steal low-end space, smear the groove, and create peaks that eat into your master headroom before you even realize it. So the move is not just, let's add more effects. The move is to design the bounce on purpose, then resample it into something you can treat like an actual instrument in the arrangement. So let's build it. First, pick the right vocal source. You want something with character already baked in. A spoken phrase, a short chant, a gree rave style sample, something breathy and a little rough around the edges. For this style, a clean pop vocal usually isn't the best choice. You want consonants, attitude, texture, something that cuts. Drop that onto an audio track in Ableton Live 12. Set your project around 170 to 176 BPM if you want that classic D&B pocket. If the phrase needs warping, do it carefully. Short chops are the goal here, not long stretchy vocal drama. Long overwarped phrases can get soft and weak, and that's not what we want. Now let's shape the sound so it lives in the right zone. Start with EQ 8. High pass that vocal pretty aggressively. Around 180 to 300 HC is a good starting area, and if the sample is thick, don't be afraid to go higher, even up to 350 HC. Remember, this is support material, not your low-end source. If it sounds boxy, pull a bit around 300 to 500 HC. If it gets harsh or pokey, tame that 2.5 to 5k HC area a little. Next, compress it. You're not trying to smash it flat. You're trying to make it feel rhythmic and controlled. A ratio around 2 to 4 to 1. A slightly slower attack so the consonants still speak, and a release that breathes with the groove. Aim for a few dB of gain reduction, just enough to tighten the motion. Then add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. You want grit, density, attitude. Turn on soft clip if needed, and if it starts getting too edgy, back off the output rather than just pushing more drive. That's a good habit in general. Shape the tone. Don't just chase loudness. After that, use auto filter to tighten the texture even more. A band pass around the mid-range can be super effective here, somewhere around 500 HC to 3k HC, depending on the sample. That keeps the vocal focused in the zone, where it can bounce around the drums without stepping on the sub. At this point, think like a rhythm producer, not just a mixing engineer. Chop the vocal into a phrase that behaves like percussion. In a lot of jungle and old-school D&B, the vocal is basically another ghost drum layer. You can use warp markers, slice it into a drum rack, or just duplicate audio clips on the timeline. Build a small motif, maybe one bar or two bars, with hits answering the snare and the offbeats. A good pattern might be an early pickup, then a hit just before or on the snare, then a short tail after the snare, then a little gap or a reversed consonant. That kind of spacing creates a call and response feel with a breakbeat. It's not random, it's conversational. And this is where small timing changes become powerful. Don't make everything perfectly robotic. Nudge one chop a hair late, let another one hit slightly early, and you'll get that human swing that makes jungle feel alive. A lot of the vibe in this style comes from asymmetry, not perfect symmetry. Now let's make it bounce. Use echo for the delay movement. Short dotted repeats can work beautifully here, especially if you keep the feedback controlled. Think maybe 15 to 35%. Filter the repeats so they don't clutter the low mids, and keep the wet amount moderate if it's on the track, or use it fully wet on ascend. The point is for the delay to answer the groove, not wash over everything. Reverb can help too, but be careful. Short decay, a little pre-delay, and a hard high pass on the return is usually enough. We want texture, not a fog bank. Indeed, NB, too much reverb is one of the fastest ways to lose punch. Auto pan can add another layer of life, especially if you want the vocal to feel like it's moving without becoming wide and facey. Keep the amount modest. And if you want the movement to preserve the center, use phase settings that don't smear the image too much. Again, the rule is centered energy first, movement second. Here's a pro move. Put your delay and reverb on return tracks instead of directly on the vocal. That gives you much more control. You can automate send amounts for specific words or hits, and you keep the dry vocal punchier. In a mix like this, that kind of separation is huge. Now for the heart of the technique, resampling. Once the vocal chain is giving you the right bounce and tone, print it. Create a new audio track. Set the input to resampling, arm it, and record a few bars of the processed phrase. 2 to 4 bars is usually enough to catch a useful loop. If you want, print multiple passes. One wetter, one drier, one with slightly different filter movement. That way you can choose the one that supports the groove best. And this is important. Don't resample a messy chain. Gain stage before you print. If the track is already clipping or redlining, resampling will just capture the problem in a permanent form. Keep a healthy signal going in. You want strong, not broken. Once it's recorded, consolidate the best take and treat it like fresh sample material. Trim away extra tails if they're not helping. Slice it again if you need more control. At this stage, the resampled vocal is no longer just an effect chain. It's now a playable texture. Then shape it for headroom. Use clip gain to bring it down until it sits nicely in the track. Add another EQ if needed and remove any leftover low-mid buildup. If the stereo image feels too wide or facey, check it in mono and use utility if necessary. In this kind of production, checking mono early is not optional. If the vocal falls apart in mono, it was probably relying too much on stereo tricks in the first place. A good mindset here is to think in layers of responsibility. One layer gives you rhythm, another layer gives you grit, another gives you space. Don't ask one vocal clip to do all three jobs at once. That's how mixes get cloudy. Now bring it into the arrangement. The best EDNB vocal textures usually work as call and response with the drums and bass. Let the vocal answer the snare. Let it land after the snare for forward pull. Let it pop in on the offbeat and then disappear again so the sub has room to breathe. For example, you might have 2 bars of drums and sub with no vocal. Then, on bar 3, the vocal chop answers the groove on the end of 2 and throws a reverse tail into 4. On bar 4, you hit a stronger stab or a filtered repeat, then cut it out and let the next section breathe. That kind of arrangement makes the tune feel like it's speaking back to itself. And that's really the key. The vocal shouldn't sit on top of the track like decoration. It should behave like part of the rhythm section. Now lock the low end down. Your sub needs to stay mono, stable, and dominant. If needed, use utility with width at 0 on the sub lane. Make sure the vocal is not living in the same low-mid zone as the bass movement. If your bass is res heavy, carve a little room around 200 to 500 HC if needed. Keep the distortion focused on the mids and highs, not the subs. This is the discipline part of the lesson. If the vocal bounce is exciting but the low end collapses, the whole technique fails. In dark DNB, pressure comes from separation. The vocal gives attitude, the sub gives authority. A couple of extra advanced ideas before we wrap up. You can try reverse and hit resampling, where a reversed vocal tail slams into the main hit. That's especially effective before a snare or transition. You can also make a darker or brighter doubled version, keeping one layer quieter for density without sounding like a harmony, or automate a very small delay throw on the final word of a phrase so it spills into the gap before the next bar. That's a classic dubby jungle move and it always feels good when it lands right. If you want extra grime, try resampling through saturation, then resampling again through a different EQ curve. Often, 2 clean stages sound heavier than 1 extreme chain. And if you need more menace, a very subtle frequency shift on the return only can add eerie motion without sounding obvious. So let's recap the workflow. Choose a vocal with attitude. High pass and compress it so it lives in the mid-range. Add controlled saturation and filter delay. Chop it into a rhythm that answers the drums. Resample it early so you can edit it like a sample. Keep the sub mono and clean. And always make sure the vocal feels like it's part of the groove, not sitting on top of it. Here's a great practice challenge. Build a 2-bar vocal bounce, resample it, and compare the original effect chain to the printed version. Listen at low volume, and listen in mono. If the resampled version feels tighter and leaves more room for the kick and sub, you're doing it right. That's the move. Sub pressure stays intact. The vocal texture bounces with attitude, and the whole track feels bigger without needing more layers. Clean low end, dirty mid-range, proper headroom. That's how you get that old-school jungle weight in Ableton Live 12.